When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The Junkies are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. You can join us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Talking about the possibility of the logo coming back, but not the former name. How would that work? Could it work side by side with the current name, Commanders, by bringing the old logo back and putting it on the helmet?
I mean, technically, if the logo is of a chief, he was a commander, right?
I guess you could make that leap. Sure.
If they bring the logo back, just bring the friggin' name back. Let's just go all in. What are we doing? Pussyfooting around.
Why are you so all or nothing about it?
I don't know.
I mean,
because it's just the whole thing's infuriating.
I know it is, but this is a small victory. Take the small victory. Win the battle. You lost the war, but win the battle.
All right.
Don't you want a little bit of the history back?
It would be nice.
It's almost a reminder,
a constant reminder of the whole nonsense. I'd almost rather it just be in a rearview mirror and just try to move on.
And just continue with Commanders.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's almost like a scarlet letter. Like, it's just a constant reminder. I don't know. I know I'm a weirdo. I'm sure people feel differently. Let's go to John in Kent Island. John, what's up?
Dude, the simple solution is you bring back the logo, you name the team Warriors, everybody's happy. If that doesn't work, the second place is you go with the burgundy, you put the spear on there, you call it Warriors, we move on. You can't keep Commanders. That name, it just sucks.
And that
pig mascot thing is terrible.
Major Tutty makes me kind of laugh. I'm going to be honest.
I don't pay any attention to that stuff.
You know who Major Tutty is.
I don't pay any attention.
You've seen him 100 times.
I gave Major Tutty a fist bump last week. He was dancing around at the Verizon store.
This is Major Tutty. Come on, it's a big pig wearing a commander helmet.
I can't even really tell. That looks stupid.
He looks like that Arnie, that purple dinosaur. I mean, he's awful.
You know what? I kind of like Major Tutty.
You're a Major Tutty guy.
Who do you love, though?
The one from the Flyers?
Gritty.
You love Gritty.
Gritty's funny. Now, I know Slapshot, the Caps mascot, he hates when I say that, but I've got a soft spot for Gritty. I'm a mascot dork. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, let's go to Louie. Louie, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. You're dancing around it, but you're close. You bring the logo back, and then you, like the Florida State does, contract with an actual tribe, maybe not the Blackfeet, maybe a local tribe like the Cherokee, and you name them after, and you pay them. You pay them $20 million a year. Then who's going to say it's a contract?
Well, I thought they should have done that with the whole Redskins thing.
$20 million is a little aggressive. You make it 5 or 7.
I said that a couple years ago. Just pay off the tribe, just like Florida State does. Right. Pay them off.
I didn't mind the previous callers, like you bring the old logo back and make them the Warriors. I think that could kind of work.
But wouldn't other tribes be offended? Okay, I know what you're going to say. Oh, they weren't offended. The term Redskins can be interpreted as a racist term, which encompasses all of the tribes. So if one tribe is happy, others may be very unhappy.
If you're offended by it, don't support the team. And that's where I lost, because then the advertisers stepped in. But if you don't, like, if you're offended by something, don't support it. And I think that we would still have a great fan base if there was a few thousand people that decided they were offended by it. But the problem is that you get the big corporations in there, they pull their advertising due to pressure. You know, one person can start a small little group and get, have 10 people in it, get all the media to cover it. Now they have all this power.
Let me ask a question. The logo is of a Blackfoot tribe member, correct?
Yeah.
If it's not like a caricature of the person, if it's pretty, realistic to what the person looked like, it's not like It's not Chief Wahoo from the Indians that is a caricature of a Native American. If it's a real, like, depiction, why would somebody from a Navajo tribe be offended by that? Why would
because
somebody
the team name is Redskins.
No. I'm
if
not
it's
talking
specifically
about
the logo,
back.
I don't know that they would be upset.
Like,
with
why
that.
Would the Seminoles be upset that a Blackfoot tribe member is given a good representation to represent an NFL team? I don't see why they would be upset.
They might not be.
I mean, who cares? People are going to be upset with everything. There's no one's going to support. You know what I mean?
Right. You're not
you're never going to have full support on anything.
Right.
Always, there's always going to be a certain group upset or offended, you know, screw them. But the problem is when the money comes in. That's the only reason why I changed, because FedEx is going to pull their money, or Budweiser or whoever is going to pull their money. It's the only reason. It's not because we care that a few people were offended.
EB, can you get behind Major Tutty? I mean, he's a tie back to the hog, throw back to the hogs. Come on, get on the Major Tutty
bandwagon. I'll be honest with you, I don't pay attention to mascots. I mean, it's like I pay attention to that like I do Wicked. Wow. I mean, I just don't know anything. I don't know anything about mascots.
That's your mascot.
And I ain't mine.
He's your guy.
All right, let's go to John in Annapolis. John, what's up?
Morning, boys.
Hello.
Yeah, so obviously the name had to go. They overreacted and threw out the logo when they threw out the name. Then after some time, the name's not coming back, but after some time to reflect, I think they can bring back the logo and call the team either the Warriors, like, you know, many people said, or the Pride or the Tribe, something like that. Maybe kind of float that idea. Discuss amongst yourselves.
I don't even think that that's I think markedly can, like, better. I don't know.
Yeah, and then I think they can get, you know, as one of you guys said, that it's a small victory. We can have the – and I think a lot of people, that's going to be the best of both worlds, I think. The Redskins' name is not coming back. So I just don't see that happening. But if they can bring back the logo and what that represents to the old
do you think
team
the new generation of fans cares? This is what I was trying to get to. So, Cakes, let's take your youngest son.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he's in college.
He's 20.
Do you think he cares about the old name or the old logo?
Probably not that much. Honestly, because
the old fans do care.
I know, but
we're dying off.
Exactly. You as an organization, maybe cater to the newer generation of fans that are grow up with Jaden Daniels. It's just, this is anecdotal, but my impression of younger kids, teenagers, even, you know, people in their 20s, I don't think they're all tied up on the Redskins name or
no,
the logo
it's people
at all.
Of my generation.
You know, my daughter's a huge fan. Said a million times.
Right.
Painted her room burgundy and gold. Had the Brian Arakpo fathead.
Come on, man.
I don't think she really cares about the name. She cares about Jaden Daniels and the team winning.
Right. So we're talking about the Republican Senator Steve Daines from Montana, who is now supporting the bill that would allow the Commanders to go back to the RFK Stadium as the site for their new stadium going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to replay the audio of him. He was on Fox News yesterday talking about the possibility of bringing the old logo back, but not the name of the team.
The irony that they were canceling Native American culture as the DEI movement went way too far. Look, this is honoring a Blackfeet chief who was born in Montana. He's highly esteemed. The Blackfeet Tribe of Montana, their current chairman and the tribal council, signed a letter in strong support to bring the logo back. It honors Indian country. So we've had good discussions with the NFL and with the Commanders. There's good faith negotiations going forward that's going to allow this logo to be used again. Perhaps revenue is going to a foundation that could help Native Americans in sports and so forth. We're making good progress. And based on the good faith negotiations, I made a decision to support this bill yesterday in the committee.
I know that they put a plaque up in Northwest Stadium honoring Wetzel and the logo. It'd be great to see it back on the helmets again.
It'd be great, I guess.
I had to hear the opinion of whoever that guy was. Shep Smith or
on
whoever
a side
that was.
I couldn't have been happier when I got a bill in the mail from Northwest Federal Credit Union, who has their name on the stadium. My car is paid, fully paid.
Congratulations.
I owe this much on the car.
Which one? Your Matchbox car?
Zeros across the board.
Yeah.
That one just got paid off too.
Nice. Look at you.
I don't have a car note.
Yeah, good.
Feel silly.
Right.
Just money going to the bottom line.
Right.
Instead of stroking checks.
I'm surprised. So we put up the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. And it's, do you want the Commanders to bring the old logo back, even if the name doesn't change?
Mm-hmm.
What's your initial read,
Cakes? It's only been up for like 10 or 15 minutes,
right?
I
would say 80%.
I'd say 90%.
It's lower, only 72%. Mm. So 28% say no, don't bring the logo back.
It almost tortures us. Those of us that want it to still be named the Redskins, it's almost like torture.
It's like a tease.
Yeah.
I guess I've never been... Cakes has always been a stadium name guy.
Oh, yeah.
Into logos. Very he's important. Into mascots. He's into all that.
I'm into branding.
As a kid, is important. As a kid, my number one favorite team that I was most passionate about was the Baltimore Orioles. Mm-hmm. And they made a move from the cartoon Oriole to the
bird.
Yeah, to the regular bird. It didn't bother
Terrible
me.
Terrible move by them. Awful move. You know what's better than a boring silhouette of an Oriole? The big smiling.
They weren't throwback stuff, right? They have to do throwback stuff.
They punted that old, generic, boring silhouette of a Baltimore Oriole.
How passionate he gets.
And they wrap their arms. It's the same thing with the University of Maryland. For a long time, Maryland was like, you know what? We're in the Big Ten now. We're going to get rid of this Terps thing. We're going to have a boring M with the flag colors underneath it. And people are going to love it. You know what they didn't do? They didn't love it. And they've gone back to cursive Terps because that's what people like. That's what people are into. And that's what people connect with. They don't connect with a boring M that looks like 20 other different college logos.
I think you whiffed on Max, though.
On Max? I mean... I call it Max now, but I mean, it was...
You whiffed
I think
on was, that.
I think it was better as HBO Max, right? Or it was better as HBO. Why do you go away from HBO?
I don't know.
That's dumb. Are we going to change our name? We've been doing this show for almost 30 years. Are we going to rebrand ourselves into a different name?
Wait, could we offend...
I don't think
We offend drug addicts.
We've heard that before.
I know.
In the past.
Yeah.
And we brush it off.
I hate the whole thing. The whole thing infuriates me, Cakes. Let's go.
Cakes, you did change your name.
What do you mean?
The Sports Junkies, then the Junkies, and then the Sports Junkies again.
Yeah, but that's not really
I very
changing.
Rarely call you. How often do I call us the Sports Junkies? Very rarely.
I don't call us the Sports Junkies.
It's usually Junkies or Junks.
Every
Sports Junkies is way like
they can brand us however they want.
Everything is branded.
They can do that because they're just overselling the sports bit. But people say that the Junkies,
right?
Nobody calls us.
Just saying.
Yeah, because everybody shortens everything. But probably because people don't necessarily call them the Rolling Stones all the time. Sometimes they're just the Stones.
Exactly. That is true.
I agree.
But they're still the Rolling Stones.
I guess on paper.
The older we get, we should really consider because this has been hot for years, and we've talked about this, the zombies, sports zombies. I mean, we're kind of looking like zombies now with lack of sleep.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a good rebrand if we ever,
that's like
if we ever commit to it.
That's stupid. I'm out on rebrands. That's like New Coke.
Yes. I am too.
Yeah.
That's my general takeaway.
All right, let's go to Eddie. Eddie calling from El Paso. What's up, bud?
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time caller here.
Thank you, sir.
Huge call. Cowboy hater here in Texas, so I get it real bad over here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But just real quick, I disagree with, I believe it was, I forgot who said it, that the logo doesn't go with the name. I totally disagree with that. I've been a Redskin fan for over 40 years. I've been in the military, currently local law enforcement. The name Commander is just a rank within an organization.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a tribe, why wouldn't it go together? The actual logo with the, why wouldn't we want to just take that win where that's something that I would love to have back as a fan for over 40 years. The part that I don't understand is why doesn't it go together? Well, what's the argument there as far as the name and the logo not going together?
I don't know. Good question. I guess I just didn't think of it that way, but maybe you're right. Do Native Americans have ranks like that?
I don't
know.
Or? I mean, isn't the top dog called a chief?
I mean, yeah, but to me, a commander is a generic term. I understand it can be a
specific
term.
That's the problem.
I just feel that it's something where if we can get the logo back, why wouldn't we? What would be the argument to getting the logo back? I feel
some people don't want it back.
Name. All right, I'm on board with not liking the name, but as far as getting that, I wouldn't see why we wouldn't want to get that at least the logo back.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay, all right, fair enough.
That's my only comment on that. I would love to have it back.
Best of luck dealing with the Cowboys fans where you live. Hopefully you'll get scoreboard on Sunday.
Yeah.
I would think most Skins fans would want the logo back.
Yes.
I would, you know, that's why I said 80%.
Yeah.
For me, just personally, and I know I'm a weirdo, it's kind of like torture. It's like a torturous reminder that we're not the old name.
Look at the Junks reach. El Paso.
That's pretty good.
Odyssey app. Thank you, Eddie.
Let's go to Sabah. Call from North Carolina. There you go. Hey, Sabah.
Hey there, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I absolutely disagree with JP. I would have been a season ticket holder again this year, regardless of whether I knew Jaden was going to be good or not, if we had our name and our identity back. I spent about $20,000 last year and $20,000 the year before getting very, very good seats because I thought there was hope that we would change the name. And once this year came up and I saw they were going to stick with that C word, I said, no way. And it's funny how JP is all sensitive to the less than 1% of the population that might be offended, but he's all in on Hooters. He loves eating there and talking about Hooters all the time.
Yeah, JP, so you're a Hooters guy.
I've never talked about Hooters, but that's okay.
So much.
The last time I was at a Hooters, I was paid to be there with these guys.
Yeah, so, well, you're okay with that. And I'm telling you, Redskins means honor. And I'm never going to buy anything with that C word. I would buy a
Good for you, Sabah.
Tomorrow, if our name was back. So we could be the Natives. We could be the Americans. We could call them the Washington Football Nats like they do the New York Football Giants. We can have two Nats in the city. There's a lot of ways to bring the logo back and our identity back.
Sabah, you can't have two Nats in the city. That is insane.
You lost me there, Sabah.
I'm telling you, a lot of fans, and the C word is the least selling merchandise in the NFL. The least.
That's not true. Jaden Daniels, for a while, had the number one jersey.
I said that to you. Number one jersey for what? We have a lot of
the NFL,
and you say you want to cater to the young people. People on my kids' age, they have no money. We have the money, and because I bought season tickets the last 2 years, my nephew now is a fan because I let him go to the games when I couldn't. That's how you increase your fan base. You honor the people that have the money, and that's how the younger kids come. These young kids now have no money, and they follow players, not teams. They're not going to go there to get season tickets. Think up. Come on, guys.
Thank you,
Sabah. Yeah. Right, appreciate the call. We need to get JP a Hooters t-shirt now. That's that has to be
Hey, someone get JP some orange short shorts and a Hooters shirt.
some pantyhose.
Oh, my God. I would love it.
I talk about Hooters all the time.
And then, JP, we sign your book, JP with a heart next to it.
That's a great bit.
I think the last time I was at Hooters, and we've talked about it a million times, we basically lost a deal because Jason tried to smuggle in liquor into the Hooters.
No, it's not because of that. It's because he talked about it on the air.
Yes.
Not because of what he did. It's because of what he talked about.
Yes.
But that's the argument I made all the time about the, you know, like my mom's offended by strip clubs. They're not illegal. They're still, you still go to strip clubs. Yeah. People, if you don't support it, you don't support it. That's what I wish would happen with the name.
All right, when we come back, we'll change gears, get into EB's entertainment page, and we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Rod Stewart. So keep listening for your chance to win the tickets and EB's entertainment page next.